Last month, after a lengthy process that began in 2002, the Environmental Protection Agency transferred authority to oversee and implement the Federal Clean Water Act permitting program, known as the National Pollution Elimination System, or NPDES, to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. NPDES aims to control water pollution through regulation of industrial and municipal entities that discharge materials directly into surface waters. Environmental and conservation organizations have opposed the change, fearing a pro-development state administration will favor industry over community concerns for clean water. Bob Shavelson with Cook Inlet Keeper says one big issue is the state's loser pays law, which mandates that those challenging a permit must pay the court costs if they lose.
And so that has a real chilling effect, because when you're talking about permitting, you're not only talking about agency lawyers and the state's lawyers, but you always have a large corporation intervening with a whole host of well-paid lawyers. So you can be looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees if you don't like the permit that was negotiated by the industry and the agency behind closed doors.
DEC Water Division Director Lynn Kent says it's true the state has the loser pays law, but she says a court rule helps make sure that that doesn't deter appeals.
They basically have a rule that says you need to consider, if you're going to award fees to the prevailing party, whether or not that's going to have a chilling effect on other potential litigants in the future. And so we think that our laws have already addressed that concern about whether or not people might become reluctant to appeal a permit.
Tribes have also opposed the transfer, fearing the loss of government-to-government consultation that the federal government must adhere to, but the state does not. The Chiryung Tribe of Dillingham area is one of those tribes concerned with projects like the proposed Pebble Mine. Chiryung Tribal Administrator Dorothy Larson says protection is more in line with their ideology of caring for the area's renewable resources.
I think there's a discrepancy there in the goal of each of the agencies. That the Environmental Protection Agency, of course, I think its name says everything, and that is where our support would lie, too, is in the protection. So we just have a concern that there is a difference in philosophy, a difference in purpose, and it is not, we believe, going to match our priority of making sure the land is protected.
Larson says she believes the EPA must still respond to tribal concerns, even if the state has primacy for NPDES permitting. The DEC's Kent acknowledges that the EPA does still have a trust responsibility with the state's tribes.
So if the tribes at any point in time believe that the state is prepared to issue a permit that doesn't comply with the Federal Clean Water Act, they can certainly request consultation with EPA. EPA has the authority to object to any permit that the state wants to issue, and we're actually barred from issuing that permit until the objection is resolved. So there's still an avenue for the tribes to work with EPA, and we think there's a very robust opportunity for tribes to work with us on the permitting.
Cook Inlet Keeper's Bob Shavelson says the move toward the state gaining primacy began during what he calls protection rollbacks during the Murkowski administration under then DEC Commissioner Ernesta Ballard. Shavelson says, like Ballard, who came from and returned to industry work for Weyerhaeuser after her tenure at DEC, there are industry connections that worry him.
You can look right now at our cabinet positions. Larry Hardig, who's the head of DEC, he's a straight shooter. He's a good guy, but he's been a mining industry lawyer for many years. You can look at Tom Irwin, again, a good guy, a straight shooter, but he's been a mining executive. So these are the people that we have at our Department of Environmental Conservation and Department of Natural Resources, and they're making the decisions and making the rules.
Alaska is the 46th state to gain oversight of the program. Kent says DEC began gearing up for the change in 2005 when the legislature passed Senate Bill 110 and approved an increase of $1.7 million and 14 new positions for DEC to address permitting and compliance. She says total staff within the division dedicated to all facets of the program will be 43, with a budget of around $5 million. She says EPA had 18 staff working on Alaska permits in the past, but she says there is currently a backlog in the state of new and renewal applications.